It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm joined now by Washington Times sports editor Mike Harris. Hello, Mike.
Andy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. I must admit your headline caught my attention this morning.
That's honey, a big thing.
Honey Badger might be worth draft risk for Redskins. All right, give me the background on this guy. This is about this kid, Matthew, right?
Tyrone, I don't even know how he pronounces it.
Tyrone, I think, is the way he says it or something.
Who was the neato feel-good story in 2011, you know, spicy little cornerback, return man for LSU, first-team All-American, Heisman finalist, has a terrific year. Pretty much comes out of nowhere, has a great nickname in Honey Badger, and then it turns out he's sort of got a love affair with good old marijuana, and he gets suspended and then ends up in rehab, and, you know, now he's coming back as a new man, no more Honey Badger. And I never gave him a second thought. The Redskins pick 51st. I know they need secondary help.
When is that, about August? They don't even get a pick till the second day.
Right? Exactly right. Yeah. It starts on Thursday, but go out to dinner. There's no need to watch the first day of the draft. I mean, by the time they pick in the first round again, they can take one of Robert Griffin's kids.
Yeah.
And they traded so much away from
him. Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, I like talk radio. I listen to you. I listen to some of the sports guys. And I happen to have LeVar Arrington on. And he's about to bring on the guy I quoted, Will Brinson, who I used to work with at FanHouse. I said, Will, I haven't talked to him in ages. Let me listen to this.
Yeah.
And he starts in on this Honey Badger, and I'm listening and going, the guy's crazy.
Yeah, especially LeVar, aren't I?
And I turn it on a couple more days. He's talking to somebody else about the Honey. Anyway, three times I catch LeVar. He's talking about the Honey Badger. And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, maybe he isn't crazy. Now, I'm not saying he is good enough and that, you know, there are questions. He's small.
Yeah.
He's only 5'9", played a lot of zone. Can he cover a Calvin Johnson, a Larry Fitzgerald one-on-one?
Yeah.
Is he more suited to a safety? Can he even really play at that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He is quick, though.
He's very quick. Yeah. He's a playmaker. He's a return man. He is something the Redskins need if he's NFL capable. My point, and I hope the readers took this, is this. If the Redskins are one of those teams who are going, okay, this guy's worth a chance, then don't wait. Because a bunch of teams are going to say, he's not going in the first round, but 3 to 5, a bunch of teams are going to be there, so somebody's going to try to get him quicker. Get him even quicker. If you think he can play in the NFL, don't wait. Roll the dice, take him with 51, and get him. You know, and if you don't, and the Redskins sure aren't going to tip their hand. If I called Mike Shanahan and said, hey, who are you thinking? He's not going to tell me. But if they think this guy has what it takes, don't wait.
Cost a lot of money?
And it won't cost a ton of money in the second round. I mean, he said his history cost him millions.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, I don't know if he's a first-round pick anyway. I don't know all the nuances. I'm not a scout.
Yeah.
Rich Campbell and I talked about it at length, and he's not sure he is, you know, anything better than a nickelback anyway.
Yeah.
But no, the 51st pick, he's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is you don't pick in the first round this year. You don't pick in the first round next year. You mortgaged a lot of your future for RG3, so you can't blow a draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
Might make it harder for the Redskins to pull the trigger on a guy who has got some issues.
Yeah.
I mean, as Will Brinson noted, he's not 6 months clean. It's not like he's got 6 years of sobriety.
Yeah.
He doesn't have 6 months.
Right. Is there any clear-cut choice for another position that the Redskins would be after any one individual that comes to mind?
Nobody at that, because who knows how it's going to go.
You
know, they could probably use another offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Every mock draft I've seen, and, you know, such is my life, I blame it on my profession, but I read a lot of these mock drafts.
Yeah.
And every one I've seen has them going secondary with their first and with their second. And I can't remember the number. It's later in the third round.
Yeah.
So everybody sees secondary help, secondary help. You know, another thing I heard kicked around, and I didn't write about it because it struck me as so absurd. The Jets are looking to trade Darrelle Revis, best cornerback in the game. He's coming off surgery. Why don't the Redskins get on him?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way because they don't have anything to trade.
Yeah.
They gave away all those picks.
Yeah.
And then the guy said, well, what about Arakpo for Revis straight up? Because they survived without Brian Arakpo last year.
Yeah, right.
He's a heck of a player. Yeah, and I'm thinking, nah, come on. Revis is the best cornerback in the game. Arakpo hadn't gotten to that level, so I don't know if you can get a Revis for Brian Arakpo straight up.
Huh.
So try to get one through the draft. You know, it's not like they were 10-6 last year. And we don't know how strong RG3 is coming back, but they were pretty good. That defense got a lot better.
Yeah.
So if they don't get a top-of-the-line cornerback, is it the worst thing in the world? Take the chance. If you like Honey Badger, take the chance.
Yeah. All right, we'll see what happens with it. Couple other quick things before I let you run. We haven't talked since prior to the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's right. I was right about that. I don't want to bring that up, but I was right.
You were right about that. And, of course, Flacco signed this new deal. And I just read a story not 5 minutes ago that Flacco will give up 52% of his salary to taxes. So by doing that, living in Maryland, it will cost him 52% of what he makes has to go to the federal and state level in taxes.
Wow.
That puts him as the second highest player in the league if you look at after tax dollars.
Holy cow. I did not realize it
52%.
Was that.
52%.
So that 20 million is suddenly only 9.8, which is still a pretty good chunk
of
change.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. But good for Joe getting that kind of contract. I mean, he earned it. I think he's proven he's an elite quarterback, and maybe he ought to move somewhere where he doesn't have to give so much of it up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
You know, along those lines, and I probably shouldn't joke at this, but when Fred Couples, the golfer, got divorced, somebody wrote that, given his divorce settlement, his wife was now number 7 on the money list.
True.
That's cold, but true.
All right, one more thing. Nats look pretty good.
Yeah.
Set up for a good year this year.
They really are. All the pieces are there. You know, they upgraded the bullpen with Rafael Soriano, their bench. I just wrote a story for tomorrow's paper on two guys who are with them in 11, Cole Kimball, the pitcher, and Chris Marrero, and how there's suddenly no room for these guys. The bench has gotten really, really good. Of course, the starting pitcher, when Dan Heron is your number 5 starter, you're in pretty good shape. So it should be a fun year, barring injury, you know, all that knock-on-wood stuff. But should be a fun baseball season here.
That's for sure. All right, Mike, as always, thanks for dropping in. Appreciate it very much.
We appreciate you having me.
Mike Harris, Washington Times sports editor.